George Winston's impressionistic and melodically inviting solo piano records such as Autumn and December helped lift the Windham Hill record label to success in the 1980s and also helped spawn the genre of music known as New Age. But his musical influences are much broader than what that genre's name generally implies.
I call what I do like the melodic stuff, I folk piano, and then I do some of the older jazz, stride piano, and then my main sensibility is New Orleans R&B piano, really, and all kind of one big North American gumbo, really.
Winston also lightly eschews the label of New Age.
So it's just one of the misnomers. I just keep saying it's folk piano. So I'm not sure what all that other stuff was, maybe meditation stuff, but I don't meditate. I get up and get right to work. I'm not the father of anything, you know.
Though he may not meditate, Winston is philosophically reflective about how a piece of music comes together for him.
Each song is really an individualistic thing, like each cat is individualistic. Not only approach yourself and the instrument, you have to approach each song. What does the song seem to want? What do I want? What does the original composer want? But what does the instrument and the song seem to want?
Winston, a self-described organ freak as a kid, cites The Doors' first album as a mind-opening record for him that would eventually lead to his creation of conceptual albums like Autumn and December. The process of how these albums came about, however, is still somewhat mysterious to their creator.
I never really intend to do records except the Katrina benefit when Gulf Coast Blues and Impressions. Everyone else, every other record just sort of happened in my head, And I realized these 13 songs like fit together, so I recorded them. But it wasn't anything I ever intended to do.
Though Autumn, recorded in 1980, was Winston's first successfully received concept album, its follow-up December is considered his most popular work. For Winston, much of the inspiration for December and its pieces like the traditional Carol of the Bells came from his childhood sense of place.
I heard that tune when I was growing up in Billings and played every winter, and it just became, growing up, the seasons were so distinct there that, like they are where you are, that I just thought of everything in terms of seasons.
George Winston performing Carol of the Bells from his album December. The album, in Winston's view, is seasonal in a very literal sense.
What I know is the sun, the earth, and the galaxy. Everything else is, maybe, conjecture or personification. My whole thing is the seasons and the topography. So that's just it. And a little bit of sociology in there. So really I'm dealing with the winter, not winter pagan celebrations or religious celebrations or Santa celebrations or I'm just dealing with the winter.
In addition to the seasons, the influence of another pianist, one to whom Winston would later record a tribute, suffuses December as well.
I could not do a winter record and not mention Vince Guaraldi's name either, I mean, there's kind of like five, I regard there's five genres of Christmas tunes. There's like, Jesus ones and Santa and the toys, and then there's like the winter ones like Deck the Halls, Carol of the Bells, or like the Earth ones. And then there's the Vince Guaraldi Christmas tunes.
George Winston's Prelude, inspired by the jazz pianist Vince Guaraldi from his 1982 record December. Other influences Winston has cited for the album include modern composer Steve Reich and Bloomington, Indiana musician Malcolm Dalglish, whose work inspired the album's piece titled Minstrels. Decades after its release, Winston continues to perform frequently and to pursue other musical passions, such as recording Hawaiian slack key guitarist for his label Dancing Cat Records. A child of the 1950s and 60s, he sees the 20th century as a time fraught with cultural and political conflicts, but he's more optimistic about the future.
If I was playing folk piano and heard Fats Waller, well, I can have them both. I don't have to say I'm going to have this and not have that. So that's what the 21st century to me is really about. It's about combining the different things, not saying mine is good and the other isn't.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm David Brent Johnson.